Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The internet is a wonderful thing in many ways. In the past year, for instance, it has enabled many people to remain employed and productive, working from home as many offices and businesses have been closed. And when the work-at-home day is finally over, many people turn to the internet for entertainment. And shopping via the internet has allowed countless people to get the products they need when they've been unable to get out or stores have been closed. But the past year has also revealed problems the internet has brought. Many people turn to search engines and social media for their news and perspectives on the world. And that's not always beneficial. Wrong information can get amplified over and over, and it often seems to travel faster and farther than the truth. And even if the information we get is legitimate, sometimes there's so much that we get overloaded with it, which can paralyze decision-making. Interestingly enough, the Bible, which predates the internet by centuries, has answers to the problems the internet poses. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, the Bible says. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week, turning to God rather than the internet for information and understanding, how we can do it, and what the results are. May we and millions of people around the world find that the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Amen.